Welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. My name is Hank Eater, and I'm sitting in for Candy G, who's out on the road speaking and training. My dear friend Candy G is a radio talk show host, television personality, coach, author, speaker, magazine publisher, and the founder of Nothing But Good News Media. She's also the originator of the Vision Program, specializing in developing sustainable long-term visions to transform companies and individuals from the inside out, yielding extraordinary results. She has a strong desire to effect real change, as she herself rose from a life of meager existence as a single parent to a life of bounty and joy. In this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News World Media. Candy G's principles are based on you living your remarkable life, which is the basis for the magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and in all the work that is delivered. Candy G is dedicated to bringing high-quality information to the public through all of the programming, and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. Today's show is the ABCs of Money Parenting with our guests, Robin and Trevor Crane. Robin and Trevor Crane, founders of Business Mastery Academy and the Shake Your Moneymaker System, speak throughout the country showing business owners and entrepreneurs how to expand their businesses. This entertaining duo are experts in making the complicated simple and fun, so audiences can take action immediately and get results quickly. Did you know that parents have a responsibility to be a positive influence on their kids' financial futures? Money management is not taught in schools, so it's up to us to provide our kids with the appropriate financial tools. Did you know that your beliefs and behaviors you have or are ignoring may be negatively shaping your children's financial blueprint? Well, today we'll be exploring how you can pave the path for your children's financial success and build your own wealth in the process. How you can help design a future of abundance and opportunity for your kids instead of debt and despair. What specific tools you can implement now to help form empowering money habits for your kids. Joining me today are money experts Trevor and Robin Crane. Trevor has been at the forefront of the entrepreneurial community as a lifelong entrepreneur and business owner. Before the age of 40, he owned, operated, and helped build four successful multi-million dollar companies in vastly different industries: marketing, advertising, tourism, and environmental protection. Trevor has created innovative techniques and strategies that help business owners get massive results in record time. These proven processes help make it simple for business owners to effectively make more money and grow their businesses now. In just 5 years, Robin built a successful financial practice using unconventional techniques that incorporate elements of personal growth and financial planning. Due to the success of the systems that she created and the massive value that her clients received, Robin has become one of the highest paid business and professional coaches in the world. Robin continues to build her business and help others to do the same. Welcome to the Candy G Show, Robin and Trevor. Are you with us? Well, I'm not hearing our guests. Perhaps there's some technical difficulties. Can you hear me? Well, we're about to find out what's up with Robin and Trevor. I think we're having some technical difficulties. In the meantime, I'd like to share just a few thoughts with you about gratitude, because gratitude is a springboard to a life of abundance. What do all of the great abundance mentors people like Napoleon Hill, Wallace Wattles, and our own Candy G remind us of on our path to success? It's simply this. Remember to keep your mind on what you have rather than on what you think is missing in life. Count your blessings. Gratitude keeps you in a mindset of abundance, and that will attract more of what you want in your life. Make a list of things for which you are grateful. One way is to get a small dry erase board and keep it next to you. Make a permanent list of the greatest blessings of your life, but also leave room for new daily blessings. Then you can jot down a few things that happen each day for which you are grateful. When your board becomes full, you can always erase some of the daily entries and replace them with new ones. That ties in with one of the universal laws that says you have to get rid of things to make room to attract new things. As you erase some of the old, take a few moments to feel the gratitude once again for those gifts, and then move on to new, amazing experiences of gratitude. Another thing that's really good to do is to take a look at where you are and the things you have. When you stop and think about it, you realize that everything in your life is the result of decisions that you have made up until now. Now think about some good things you have attracted to yourself. This could be your current relationship, your job, a good friend, a loving animal companion, anything at all. Think about the joy this brings to you. Take a minute and really feel this joy. Let it well up inside until it fills you with gratitude. Now learn to carry this feeling with you in everything you do. In very little time, you'll start to see how this changes everything. By keeping a focus on the good, you'll bring more and more good into your life in all areas of your endeavor. Well, we'll be back in just a minute with more of Candy G's Nothing But Good News Radio.
Looking for reliable shipping? Would you like to truck your shipment to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico? Do you want shipping options? Then call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet has daily all cargo flights and provides service to all Caribbean island and major airports in Mexico and Latin America. For all commercial and personal shipments, visit our website amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G books should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. I'm Hank Eater, sitting in for Candy G. One of the things for which I'm grateful is that I understand we might be over our technical difficulties. And if that's true, let's see if Robin and Trevor are here. Are you with us? Oh, I guess not. Well, I'm grateful to be here with you today, no matter what. The engineer is going to keep working on trying to get Robin and Trevor with us. In the meantime, I guess I'm going to share a few more things with you today. We were talking about gratitude and how gratitude is a springboard to an abundant life. It's one of the most important things that we can remember as far as how to build a life of joy and abundance. Spread a little of this joy, this goodness, every day in some small deed you do for another. Giving is the key to receiving, and your efforts will come back to you 100-fold. Well, what are some of the ways we can transform envy into gratitude? Did you ever feel envious of someone else's accomplishments? I'm quite certain we all have felt that from time to time. Why are we envious of other people's success, and how do we deal with it when we feel that way? Have you ever found yourself criticizing another person's accomplishment? For example, if it's a best-selling book, do you find yourself saying something like, "That book is not so great," or "I could have done it better myself"? Or do you find yourself indulging in a round of poor me self-criticism with statements like, "I could never write that clearly or cleverly"? Well, you know, both forms of criticism stem from trouble with our own self-worth. Do we feel somehow that we're not worthy of success? Have we allowed the criticism of others to become our own reality map? Well, it's time to give ourselves a break. Do you want to write a best-selling book? Do you want to be the top-performing sales associate in your division? What's holding you back? In both cases, take stock of what you need in order to attain your goal. I've just got word that our guests may be with us. Robin, are you with us?
I am.
We're both here.
Hello. Hey, it's good to hear from you.
Thank
Welcome
you,
to
I
the
am.
Candy G Show.
Yes.
Thank you.
I had a friend in college who had years of experience in managing his own stock portfolio. I had never been taught what a stock was at that point. He went on to become very successful financially, and this was because of lessons his father taught him. So I think you can't learn these things too early, am I right?
Absolutely.
I remember as a school kid, the only exposure I ever had to money management was a sixth grade teacher who showed us how to write a check and log it into a ledger. Why do you suppose financial education isn't provided to kids?
Well, you know, that's a great question, Hank, and I think it is provided to kids. It's really where adults and kids get our belief. Money is from our parents, because that's the most exposure that we have to money around what our parents do, what they believe. So we actually are taught, you know, money behaviors. We taught it in an official way of giving. I'm surprised that you're even taught to balance your checkbook at school. That's amazing.
You know, Robin, unfortunately, I'm getting a lot of dropouts, and I'm not hearing a lot of what you're saying. Could it have something to do with...
Trevor, and I'm having the same experience with my wife. I'm not sure. Can you hear me without a problem?
I hear you perfectly fine.
Okay, then maybe it's my wife's cell phone. We're actually in this house in different rooms, so we can communicate with you. While maybe that technical difficulty will solve itself, I can add the answer I think you're getting at, which is that oftentimes only education that our children end up getting about money, like you described, it doesn't really come in school, is coming from the blueprint that we get from our parents. And the way that our family raises us around money ends up creating a lot of the beliefs and behaviors that we end up growing up as adults and having ourselves.
I see. So at what age, then, do you think parents should begin teaching kids about money management?
Now, that is...
Can you...
Go ahead, honey.
Can you hear me okay now?
Yeah, you
I
sound great.
Right now.
Do you want to answer that question?
If it continues.
Yeah, I would. So what I was saying earlier is that, you know, we are teaching our children. We just are not teaching them intentionally. And the teachings that we give our kids are really through our beliefs and our behaviors. So when you ask at what age the kids start learning about money management, I would venture to say they are already learning from their parents at age 3 and maybe even earlier. So if we could consciously teach them, the way to do that, in my opinion, is something that we call money parenting, is through your beliefs and your behavior. So you as a parent, to start to shift those beliefs and to start managing your money better, you will affect your kids in a positive way.
Right. So then you're speaking of leading by example.
Exactly. And what I do, you know, when I teach money parenting, we teach parenting, we oftentimes would go to preschools and we wouldn't teach children, we would teach parents. We teach the parents because the parents are already teaching the kids through their unconscious or subconscious beliefs and behaviors. So when you start to teach parents how to get clear about their money, having total clarity about their choices that they're making around their money, they will imprint that on children, and that's what we call a money blueprint. Kids are getting it anyway, so it's having that and doing that consciously by changing yourself first.
Very, very good. Well, when dealing with young children, sometimes the best way they learn things is when you play games with them, making things fun. Do you know of some ways that parents and children can have fun while dealing with what many people consider such a serious subject?
Yes, that's a great question. I'll jump in here again. We do have some games that we teach, so they can be doing it in a fun way. And one of the games is something that we call a shopping discovery trip. So I'm sure some of you parents out there, if not all of you parents out there, have had the experience where you go into the mall or into Target or some sort of store and your kid's asking, can I get this, can I get that? And they want you to buy something for them. So we created a game so that the experience the child has is that they don't actually buy something, but they get to discover what they like. They get to spend time with their parents and get love from their parents. And actually, instead of buying the things they like, they take pictures of it. And that gives them a sense of instant gratification. It gets them love from their parents. And they get empowered to actually go discover what they like and get the attention from their parents without having to actually buy something. And that's one of the games that we play with the kids.
I see. So in the sense of many times parents sometimes substitute buying things for the time and attention they can give to the kids, and this is one way to work around that.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, you know, other than, of course, there is the leading by example. I mean, I remember my parents always used to tell me one thing about money, which was that it didn't grow on trees. But I never really knew what that meant. And then when I got a little bit older and realized that paper does grow on trees, so money really, in a sense, does grow on trees. But what are some of the most important lessons to teach children about money management?
Honey, do you want to get that one?
I can. And, Hank, we have a variety of fun things that we teach parents to use on themselves and also for their kids. And we have a money managing strategy that we have used with our daughter. She's now 5. We started with 2.5 or 3. And every time she gets paid, she gets her allowance, whatever, we have something called the money jars, which is another cool technique or strategy to use with her. So that money has a place. There's a lot of fear around money. Sometimes people aren't open to talking about it, or they're raised with those beliefs. Like you were just saying, you know, those phrases of money doesn't grow on trees, or we can't afford it. So we like to help people create new habits around money that become the new ritual or the new discipline creates a different energy around it. And the money jars are a really fun way to have fun with the money and have a child like where money goes instead of they get money and then they get to go spend it. It goes into money jars, and then from those money jars, they actually, the jars have different spend. One is for giving and contribution. For our daughter, that's a really important thing to her. We saw a homeless person asking for money one day, and she said, "Daddy, can I come give all my money to them?" She has a forgive jar. There's another one for saving for spending. Like the strategies we often share with parents are the ones we use. And they all go together, like shopping discovery trip. Someone takes a picture for their children of whatever the item is, the Barbie doll or whatever it is they want. We have our daughter saving that for long-term saving, spending money jar. So did I answer your question, Hank, about that?
Yes, I think you did. And these are some very good techniques, I think, that we can use to start showing children new and better ways of looking at money. You know, there's just so much, like you said, that people really don't talk about it. They don't talk about it with their children. They don't talk about it with each other. And quite often, it's often a source of problems in relationships. So it's refreshing to hear about a way that we can start children early having a really good attitude towards it. Well, we're going to go to break. We'll be back in just a few minutes with Robin and Trevor Crane on Nothing But Good News Radio.
Triathletes are buzzing it. Cyclists are buzzing it. Nutritionists are buzzing it, too. Join the buzz at Eat Well Home Catering. The delicious, convenient, and affordable meals are protein, carb, and fat balanced for sustainable weight management, increased vitality, and excellent heart health. Call today, 786-991-6602, or visit the web at eatwellhc.com for delivery from South Miami to Boca Raton. That's eatwellhc.com, or call 786-991-6602. Discover how easy it is to eat well. Eat Well Home Catering, great for diabetics, too.
Do you need help shipping? Amerijet website offers quick quotes, online booking, and door pickup for all your shipments to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Doing business with Amerijet is fast and easy. Schedule all-caller service to all major destinations by air and ocean with no weight or commodity restriction. Call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website, amerijet.com.
Now boarding. Next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
Nothing But Good News Radio. I'm Hank Eater, sitting in for Candy G. I vision my life as now boarding, and we expect it to take the world by storm. I vision my life as Candy G's cutting-edge, affordable new membership site, where the tools to build the life of your dreams are right at your fingertips. Videos, podcasts, articles, weekly coaching calls with Candy G and special guests, vision boards, along with a community of like-minded achievers. We like to call it social media for visionaries. Join now and get a special gift from Candy G. Go to iVisionMyLife.com to join today. iVisionMyLife.com. Take charge of your vision. Candy G has recently contributed to a fantastic series called the Financial Abundance Masterclass, and we think it's something you'll really like. The Masterclass series brings together 20 of the world's top experts in finance and personal development, including Candy G, in an easy step-by-step learning method. There's a wealth of knowledge included in this series, from mastering the laws of attraction and creating financial abundance to practical business skills like entrepreneurship and making money online. The difference here is the information is presented in easy steps with real-life skills and exercises that you can start to implement right now. So check it out and take that next big step to living your dreams. Just visit budurl.com/masterclass series for more information. Well, we're back with Robin and Trevor Crane, and we're talking about the ABCs of money parenting. Are you with us still?
We are, Hank.
Very good. I just wanted to make sure that with some of our earlier issues that we're all still together. What are some of the pitfalls to avoid in teaching children about money?
Can you repeat that? What are the what to avoid?
Some of the pitfalls to avoid when we're teaching children about money.
Great question, Hank. Well, I would say one is really to be conscious of your own beliefs and behaviors, and how that, actually we talk about the ABCs of money parenting, and the B's, which is, even though that's second, that's usually what we focus on, is the B's of money parenting are your beliefs plus your behaviors equals your bank account. So remember to recognize and become aware of what those beliefs and behaviors are. So the pitfall would be if you ignore those things. And I was just talking to a client. They were talking about burying their head in the sand because they don't want to face the music around their own finances. And when you ignore those problems, that affects your children because the stress builds and the tension builds. So, you know, those parents listening out there, really ask yourself, you know, are you clear about your money? Are you actually, you know, honest about where you are with that? Because, and do you have a lot of tension around money? Because if you do, ask yourselves, you know, is that affecting, or I shouldn't say is it, I should say how is that affecting my kids? And to really become aware of that so that you can shift those beliefs and behaviors.
So in other words, shift it to a positive outlook and make your behaviors and beliefs rub off on your kids so that they'll have a more holistic vision of what money management should be.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, in traditional financial planning, we really ignore the belief side of things, and your beliefs affect your behaviors. So, you know, what you believe around money is actually why the bank account or your actual finances look the way they do. So it is holistic, and it's also not to say that there are no problems. You know, you want to really, really recognize the truth, like what's really going on, not to just say, oh, everything will be just fine and dandy and have a positive view of money so that your kids have a positive view of money, but actually to be real about it and to be clear. Like, how much money are you actually making? How much are you spending? How much are you keeping? When you become clear about these aspects of your money, that clarity actually relieves tension and stress, and that's what's going to empower your children and positively impact them. And then when you pair that with some money parenting techniques, like doing the money jars or the shopping discovery trip or something we call a goal thermometer, and you actually teach your children in a fun and empowering way, and you are congruent around your money, that's when you will have that positive impact on your children.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of parents listening here today. Why don't you tell me a little bit about the goal thermometer that you just mentioned?
Sure. So the goal thermometer, we kind of pair all those three strategies together. Basically, when you go into a shopping discovery trip and take pictures of a few different toys that, you know, the kid goes and takes pictures of the different toys that he or she likes, you bring that back to your home and you actually talk about what you like about them and what did you think is great and how would you play with those toys and why does it, how does it make you feel and why does it make you feel that way? So you get them to really be associated to it, because how many of you have purchased something for your kid they had to have, they really, really wanted it, and then they got it and they never played with it, or they didn't play with it much, or it lasted about a week and then it wasn't that important. So you can take those few things that they find that they really like, that they took pictures of, and you can actually print them out, you know, just use your computer and print them out, make a goal thermometer, just like when people are raising money, those goal thermometers, and you have the different items on the wall, you know, pasted up there or taped up there on your goal thermometer, and the child begins to associate to those things, and they can basically earn money in different ways in the home so that they can, they themselves, the child, can go buy those items. They can actually work for it in a sense or be part of the family to help out so that they get to go back and use their own money that they got from doing that and go get what they really love. And usually that's something that they chose that they put on the wall there on their goal thermometer. Does that make sense?
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. So as kids get a little bit older and they can help out with things like maybe earning a little money by doing some chores and things around the house. Or I remember when I reached a certain age, I used to help neighbors like trim their bushes or wash their cars and earn a little bit of extra money that way. So I guess combine that with the goal thermometer, and the children are actually working towards bringing into their lives some of the things that they want, but through their own actions, through their own responsibility.
Yes, Hank, absolutely. And, you know, you wouldn't even believe that you can start extremely young. We did this with Phoenix when she was 3.5 years old, and she went and picked out some little Toy Story lollipops and that she took a picture of, and she took a picture of some princess stickers, and she took a picture of this dancing monkey and the Snow White, and we put them up on our goal thermometer, you know, with the highest price being at the top of the goal thermometer and the lowest price being at the bottom. And at 3.5 years old, when she got her first dollar, she went in the store and she got she chose one of her dollar items, which happened to be the lollipops, and she purchased it with her dollar, with her own money, and we have a picture of her smiling with her receipt because she was empowered, because she did some stuff around the house. She was 3 years old, but little things like helping out with the dishes, like bringing the forks to the table or reading books at night, things that she can do even at 3.5 years old with us. And then she got to go purchase this item and feel like she earned it and she made a choice. She was empowered, not us.
Well, that's really excellent. You know, some people will turn around and tell you that maybe it's not the right idea to pay kids for doing chores. But then on the other hand, I think if you give them a sense of ownership, then they see it's kind of like a real-world lesson. You know, you'll have to go out and do some work, and you'll get paid for the work that you do. But eventually, you know, you'll have some kind of goals that you want, and this will be a way to help make it possible.
That is true, and you know what, Hank, I'm always telling my clients, you know, imagine what you would want your child to do at 28 years old. And I say 28 because, you know, they're out of college, they've usually been working by then, maybe 25, and if they are, would you want them to be borrowing money from you? And, you know, if the answer is no, then you don't, because parents ask this all the time, if I should lend my kid money when they want something. And I say, well, if they're 28 years old, do you want to be lending your kid money? You know, and if they're 28 years old, do you want them to be having a job where they get paid, not necessarily, you know, per chore, if you will, or per job, but they get paid for their value? So, you know, do the same thing with your children. Give them money based on the value they provide in the family and do to help out the family, not necessarily, you know, a quarter per bed made or something like that, so that they get the same experience that you would want them to have when they're an adult.
That's excellent. Now, you know, a lot of our long-term listeners, a lot of our long-time listeners know what a vision board is, and it sounds to me like a goal thermometer is almost like a child's version of a vision board.
It absolutely is, Hank. My wife just came in and was gesturing at me, like, you answer this one, so that we're taking turns. It is, Hank, and it's one that they feel empowered by because they made that choice. After a fun shopping discovery trip where you went out with intention, don't go to spend money, but you go to have fun and give time to your child, whether or not they're a teenager or a little one. Then they get to come home and choose, you know, with all these different items, what do you want most? And it really starts to establish the concept of value and the choices we make. So oftentimes our little ones are, and we do it as well, like we're hungry, we're thirsty, we see something in the window and we're like, we want that. And depending on the behavior and the beliefs that we have that we've grown up with, some of us that didn't grow up with a lot of money, they want to hoard the have, not spend it. Then, you know, I had an experience where when I started making a lot of money, I got more excited and wanted to spend money like I was a millionaire, and so I bought almost everything. So, you know, we all have a different way of beliefs, have different meanings, and we change a little bit in our lives about what money means to us and what things mean to us, and also how we're going to act and react. So, yeah, at any rate, that's your answer to that question. Gold thermometer is like a vision board.
Yes, it is like a children's vision board, and it's a great way to get them into the notion. Then later on, as they get a little older and understand the nature of what a vision board is, I think it would go it would be like a very easy transition from the goal thermometer to the vision board. Well, what are some of the ways that you can pave the path for your children's financial success and build your own wealth in the process?
Great question, Hank. And let me ask you a question. If I can, would you like us to answer this in a way where we can give everybody a strategy that they right now to empower their own wealth, grow their own wealth, and all? That'd be a good way to answer this.
Well, that would be, I think, desirable to some of our listeners if that's something that you believe you could do pretty easily.
Oh, get ready for this, Hank. Talk about easy. This is about uncovering your own money mask, and I can't take credit for having created this. When it comes to money parenting, my wife created most of it, and then I helped her make it better. But when you uncover your own money mask, you can then decide. You can decide what choices you're making around your money and how that's serving you, or how you want to change some of that. Now, mask, M-A-S-K, in this context, is M for make. So what you can do, everybody listening, can get very clear about how much you make. Like Robin said, sometimes we have clients, you must probably know people that will stick their head in the sand and not pay attention to the details of their own money mask. Really, how much money do you make? We move on to mask, M-A-S-S, very clear about how much you spend.
Would you say that again? We dropped out.
Sorry, sir?
The A-S-K?
M-A-S-K.
Right, you dropped out after the M when you came into the second part.
How much do you keep?
Oh, how much
do you keep? The A is like a silent A.
I get it. So how much do you make? How much do you keep? We have to go to break, so please hold on to that because I'd like to hear a little bit more about that when we come back in just a few minutes on Nothing But Good News Radio.
And now, WZAB traffic.
This traffic report is brought to you by Garmin. Stop and go on the Julia Tuttle westbound between Biscayne and 95. An accident blocking the left lane on the turnpike northbound at Atlantic. Also, some delays 595 eastbound at University, where the left lane is blocked due to an accident. Accident on the shoulder 95 southbound at Sheridan with residual delays. A Garmin newbie can show you the lane you need to be in. It makes every drive easier. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS navigation, Garmin.com. I'm Erin Lee. That's your South Florida traffic.
Shipping small packages to family and friends in the Caribbean? AmeriJet has the right service for you. Small package shipping starts at just $35. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. AmeriJet has the best all-cargo service for small and large shipments. You can choose from airport-to-airport service and door pickup at home or office. Call AmeriJet 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at AmeriJet.com.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Please hang up and try your call.
We're back with Nothing But Good News Radio. This is Hank Eater, sitting in for Candy G. Recently, a dear friend in South Florida had hip replacement surgery. My wife and I wanted to help her when she came home, but we live about 800 miles away. We found the perfect solution. I called my friend Mark at Eat Well Home Catering and had a week of delicious, healthy, and easily prepared meals delivered right to my friend's door. We spoke to her last night, and here's what she said. The garlic string beans are fabulous. The chicken marsala is very flavorful, seasoned just right. No need to add anything else. Oh, my God, you have to taste this. Well, I think you ought to taste it. Call Mark today at Eat Well Home Catering, 786-991-6602, or visit on the web at eatwellhc.com for delivery from South Miami to Boca Raton. Eating well can taste great. Call today. Well, here we are with Robin and Trevor Crane. We were talking about mask of what you make and what you keep. Are you with us?
We are, Hank.
Yeah, would you go a little bit further with that?
Well, sure. The question was around a strategy, or I at least wanted to answer your question around the strategy we can all use to empower our kids. So it starts with us, not in educational system, really, to really help us with educating our kids around money. So the first one is to uncover your money mask, M-A-S-K, with the M is make, the A is silence, S is what do you spend, and the K is what do you keep.
Excellent.
What we have found is that when someone gets really clear about their own money, instead of pretending ignorance is bliss, make people's money habits.
Okay, so then it becomes like a lifelong thing. Once they learn this, then they and their children can keep applying this particular principle into where they are and where they're going, correct?
Absolutely, and Robin, as being a certified financial planner, does most of the coaching, money coaching with parents. So I kind of defer that to her on her experience of working with people over time about how powerful clarity is when it comes to money, and it is about establishing habits. So I'm going to turn that over towards, or at least help you direct the next question to her.
Hey, all right. Well, maybe so, but the next one would be, do you recommend any good resources? Are there any good resources for parents to use when teaching their children about money management? Like how awesome it would be to have a children's version of something like Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Do you know of any good resources that parents can use?
They actually do have a version of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I think it's Rich Kids, Smart Kids, or Smart Kids, Rich Kids.
Oh,
I'm not
great.
Sure offhand. You know, we keep coming back to this, and there are several books out there about raising financially responsible kids, and a lot of similar opinions, a lot of different opinions. I mean, you can really Google, like, raising financially responsible kids, and there are several books out there. Not a ton, but there are some books out there. What I think is missing, and this is what we need to step up and write a book on, is really not just teaching the kids in regards to, like, showing them how, you know, in the day when it was showing them how to balance a checkbook, or even showing them now, you know, how to manage their money online or whatnot. Really, I think what's missing out there is that understanding and awareness about how your beliefs and behaviors directly, like not indirectly, directly impact your children's financial future. And, you know, it's interesting how much I went to college. My parents paid for college. We definitely want to send our children to college. I am all about college. But imagine, like, how much money is spent for kids to go to college, and they don't receive a financial education there. And there's so much money that is invested for your children in that realm, but few people actually invest in themselves, get their own financial education. And in my opinion, that's where the kids get it. So what's missing out there is the awareness of, really, to impact my children, real way to impact my children is to start by investing in myself. And investing in myself means to get clear about my own money and to figure out ways to alleviate my stress around money and to be, you know, have a better relationship with my spouse by communicating well and being honest about it, and to really know what's going on around my money is really the best resource I can give you, is that clarity. And if everyone got that, even just a little bit, that would positively impact their children.
So in other words, the parents should educate themselves first, and through education, they'll relieve their stress and uncertainty, and then they'll be in a better position to serve by example to their children.
Hallelujah.
All about leading by example. That's it, Hank. It's all about leading by example. And then when you start to actually implement those things that you learn as a parent, you get a great financial education, and you start to understand your money, and you do alleviate that stress. When things come up, and like things like how to invest, and you understand it, and you learn ways to protect and grow your money, then as the kids get older, you start to teach them in a way, you know, developmentally for their age, of just how you learned, you know, and you can really talk to kids like they're adults in some ways, or you can teach them, you know, in really simple terms. But as you know it, if you're congruent and you understand it, you can find ways to teach your children, and you can make up fun ways, you know, you can use some of our techniques. But really, it's having that communication and honesty with your kids. But first, you have to get that. As a parent, you have to get it, and you have to feel good about money and have strategies to make your money work. And once you're doing that, then you'll already teach them just by having the beliefs and the behaviors. You'll already teach them, but you can go one step further by actually using techniques that you learned and teaching them as well directly.
That's excellent. So that when it started very, very young, then the communication lasts all through life. We have to go to break again. We'll be back in just a few minutes on Nothing But Good News Radio.
Do you need to ship food, personal effects, or relief goods to your loved ones in Haiti? Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. AmeriJet offers schedule all cargo service to Haiti. There are no restrictions on weight or size. Truck your shipment online and be ensured that your shipment will arrive in Haiti on the next available flight. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now boarding, next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
We're back on the Candy G Show. Candy asked me to share this. Dr. Lynn Migdal, a Delray Beach, Florida chiropractor, lost her home and family in a landslide in southwestern British Columbia. Her family home was destroyed by a mudslide. Her two beautiful daughters, Diana and Rachel, have not been found. The body of her ex-husband, Val, was found on Sunday. She has left Florida and is now close to the area in which this happened, Johnson's Landing, British Columbia. Many in our community who know and love Dr. Lynn Migdal are coming together to support her through this tragedy, as she needs and certainly will have her heart and mind on her family. We are pulling together to be her community family. We are hoping and praying to raise thousands of dollars to assist Lynn with mortgage payments and to keep her business alive while she faces a very hard road ahead to get her life in order over the next several months. Any help is greatly appreciated. Cash gifts are best if possible. Go to www.helpsupportlynn.com and click to donate. The gift goes directly into her personal PayPal account. We're also having a fundraiser on Saturday, so if you want to donate something for these auctions, please contact us through www.helpsupportlynn.com. And please refer to our Facebook page also, Help Support Lynn, for more information, drop-off locations for donations, addresses for financial donations, and questions you might have. Thank you very much for your help. Now, Trevor and Robin, in the time that we have, I want to make sure that our listeners know how to get in touch with you. How can they find out more about what you do?
Thank you for asking, Hank, and back off. Well, so one of the things that Robin and I are committed to is bridging the gap between that sentiment of caring and service and spirituality, and also the making it okay for people to make more money. So what we thought we'd do for this show, Hank, was Robin and I have an expertise helping people do just that. In fact, most oftentimes these days we train business owners how to improve their sales, making it okay for them to make more money by adding more value. So we thought we'd give your audience some free stuff, because like free stuff. And we spent about 2 weeks together a very cool video series I'd like to share with everyone. And they can get it quite simply by either calling the following phone number or text message or with just their name and email. So the phone number, Hank, is 561-404-7020. That's 561-404-7020. Hank, if they just call it and leave us their name and email, or even send it in a text, email, then we'll make sure we send them this video series and more cool stuff, maybe some that Uncover Your Money Mask exercises that is in there and a whole bunch of cool stuff. So we thought that'd be a really good way to say thank you to everybody and give them real resources in their life.
Well, that's certainly a very generous offer to our listeners, and I would urge anyone who wants to find out more to take them up on this. Well, we're out of time. This is Hank Eder saying thanks to our guests, and thanks to you, our audience, for sharing this time with us on Nothing But Good News Radio. You can reach me at hankeder@yahoo.com. Candy G will be on the road for the rest of the month, so please join me here again next week. Goodbye for now. And please remember to do something remarkable this week.